just going to share for a couple of minutes. And actually, when I told one of my kids what I was going to share about, they told me that I often talk about this topic. But I think some topics are okay to share a lot about. And it was the topic of joy. I think it's what I probably talk about a lot. So I wanted to talk about that for a few minutes. And like the song we sang, "It is well with my soul." It would be a wonderful thing if we can say that at all times, where we can say it is well with my soul. So I'm going to read a bunch of verses in the Psalms, just a couple of verses, just talking about how God wants us to have joy. So you don't have to flip, you don't have to follow along, but I'll read them. First one is Psalm 149, verse 2. It says, "Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their king." So that verse, God wants us to have joy in him, in the maker. Psalm 97, verse 12. Let's look at that one. Psalm 97, verse 12 says, "Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones. Give thanks to his holy name." So God wants us to give thanks to him and praise him and be glad in him. I like that verse. Let's look at just a Psalm 100, verse 2. Verse 1 and 2, it says, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Come before him with joyful singing. Serve the Lord with gladness." So the Lord wants us to serve him with gladness and have joy. I like that. And last one in the Psalms is Psalm 32, verse 11. It says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones. Shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart." The Lord wants us to rejoice, shout for joy. I like that. So let's a few more verses. Let's look at Luke chapter 6. Luke 6, verse 23. And I'll start in verse 22. Jesus says, "Blessed are you when men hate you and ostracize you and insult you and scorn your name as evil for the sake of the Son of Man. Be glad in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven." So when people are scorning us and mocking us, guys, we can even rejoice in that. The Lord says there's a reward for us, so we can be glad even when that happens. Luke chapter 10, verse 10. Sorry, Luke 10, verse 20. Luke 10, verse 20. Jesus says, "Do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven." So imagine that, guys. As we go through our day, our names are recorded in heaven if we trust in the Lord. That's something we can rejoice in, Jesus says. I really like that. And just a couple more. Luke 15, verse 6. And it says, "When he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous people who need no repentance." So in this sense, we see him calling together his friends and neighbors saying, "Rejoice with me." I think if we have much joy in the Lord, that can spread around us. We can tell our neighbors, we can tell our friends, "Rejoice with me, God is good." And I think that's something that could spread. And then lastly, in this, let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, verse 1. "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard to you." And Philippians 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." The Lord wants us to have much joy in him. And the question I was thinking about was, do we want to have unshakable joy? That we can have his joy every day, despite what's happening around us. No matter what happens, that we can have much joy in the Lord. So I was just thinking about that, and I thought I was thinking of two specific things that can enable us to have much joy. And let's look at John chapter 15. And I think a lot of us have heard this many times, but it's still very important. As when we obey God, we can have joy. If we're living in disobedience, or if there's some sin in our life, even a small sin, big sin or small sin, or there's some area in our life we know God is not happy with, and we choose not to change it, we won't have joy. To have joy, we need to obey God in everything. So let's look at John chapter 15, verse 9. Jesus says, "Just as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." So the key here for me was keeping his commandments, obeying him. And I think for us adults, even for the kids, for the youth, guys, if there's something in your life that's not, you know, isn't right, let it go and you will have joy. There's nothing worth holding on to and losing his joy. There's nothing better than having joy every day. So that was one way I think we can have joy. But there's another way, another area I was thinking about besides obedience. And I'm going to go back to Philippians. Actually, sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And I'm going to read just verses 8 and 9. Paul says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." And just to pause there for a sec, sometimes we have problems in life that can come up, not related to sin, but things don't go our way. Like I think I shared on Friday night, we had the windstorm, and then we had all kinds of different things breaking down around the house. Those things can happen. Things cannot work out in life that can cause us to lose joy. Like in this verse here, Paul says he's perplexed, he's persecuted, he's struck down. Like all these things can happen to us in life. And I think the enemy would want to use those things to steal our joy. So the question is, how do we respond to when problems happen in life so we can still have God's joy every day? And I'm going to share a couple more Psalms on that topic. I was just thinking about it. So let's look at Psalm 62. So problems happen in life. Things break. We might have problems with other people we love, where we care for them, we pay for them, we're not seeing changes. Like even things like that can cause us to potentially lose our joy. And I think what we need to do is we need to come to the Lord. We need to tell him our problems. We need to draw near to him. And I think as we do that, our Father who loves us, he can give us his perfect peace and he can give us our joy. So let's look at Psalm 62. I think we shared about this about a bit last week, but Psalm 62 verse 8, it says, "Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." So I know for me, sometimes you can have all kinds of problems happening in front of you, people you love, you care about them, but you're not seeing things change as much as you would want to. What you should do is you should go for a walk. You should pour out your heart to the Lord. Tell him all your problems. Tell him, as you do that, I think the Lord will give us that perfect peace. As we trust in him at all times, he'll give us that peace and he can restore our joy even in those situations. Just one last psalm. Let's look at Psalm 142. In Psalm 142, I think it's just a very good example of what we should do if we're feeling overwhelmed, if we're feeling in despair, if there's just surrounded by problems, we're perplexed, and we want to have joy. What do we do? Let's look at verse 1. It says, I cry aloud with my voice to the Lord. And that's a really good place to start. When we're feeling in despair, when we're feeling in trouble, we cry aloud to the Lord. I make supplication with my voice to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare my trouble before him. I think the Lord wants us to do that. When we're feeling like there's trouble, when we're feeling in despair, when things are going wrong in our life that seem to be going wrong outwardly, what we should do is we should tell the Lord. Tell him those things. And then it says, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, you knew my path in the way where I walk." And then I'm going to look down at verse 5. It says, "I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge. You are my portion in the land of the living." And I think it's going to be a good thing if we're pouring our heart to the Lord, we can tell the Lord those things we know about him. We can say, "Lord, you are good. God, you are good. I can trust in you. I can hope in you." And as we declare those things about the Lord that we know about him, that can give us joy. That can give us peace. And look at verse 7. It says, "Bring my soul out of prison so I can give thanks to your name." So the Lord, I think, wants us to be, if we're in some type of prison of despair or we're feeling overwhelmed by troubles, hey, we should come to the Lord, pour out our heart before him, tell him our concerns, and he can set our soul free from prison so we can give thanks to his name. So I was just thinking, just those few verses, to have joy, we got to obey God. We have to let go of any known sin in our life or anything we know is not right. And secondly, if we're just feeling overwhelmed by problems or by cares or concerns, we need to learn how to come before the Lord and pour out our heart before him, tell him our concerns. And I think, guys, and for me, I saw this anyway, work out in the last couple of weeks. Put this to the test this week, and let's see how the Lord gives us joy. That's all I wanted to share.